Chapter 100. And on your left, you can see a beautiful elven fresco, hand-painted by one of the scholars of Skyhold. Dorian blinks, setting down his book in favor of going to lean over the banister and see what in the world is going on at the rotunda level. That hermit would never allow anyone to walk in like that. Dorian stares at what looks like Varric leading an entire group of pilgrims through the rotunda, nodding as people approach him with questions. Varric is leading a guided tour of Skyhold, and Dorian doesn't know if this is a joke or actually something he's been told to do by Josephine. It could go either way, honestly. So Dorian leans against the railing and waits for a hint as to which one it is. For all he knows, Varric lost a bet to Josephine, which would be odd, as the dwarf ought to know better than to bet against her by now. He waves when Varric catches his eye, and Varric raises his voice. And if you look up, you'll see Dorian Pavas, Tevinter mage and close friend of the Herald of Andraste, in a replica of his natural habitat. You notice that he isn't dressed for living in the mountains. His kind are especially sensitive to the weather, so we do our best to keep him nice and protected inside our castle walls. Always keep your Tevinter happy. Some of the pilgrims actually look intimidated. Dorian is going to be having words with Varric over that introduction. Have you shown them their Herald of Andraste yet? Dorian calls down. Varric gives a theatrical sigh. Alas, our mystical and rare Herald has proved herself as elusive as ever. Any hints, Sparkler? Llewellyn is actually helping the cooks prepare the midday meal, but Dorian isn't about to unleash a good 24 pilgrims on her in such cramped quarters. The kitchen staff would never forgive him, and he'd be stuck eating oats for the rest of his days. Sadly, no. She had not deigned to reveal her beautiful visage to me and to save me from my depraved ways this morning. She was there when they went to sleep last night, falling asleep over a deep discussion of the roots of Tevin in comparison to the original Elvish, and the possible evolution of the language from there. But when he woke up, she was gone, and his mouth tasted like a nug shat in it. Krem was the one who told him that she was in the kitchens, and Dorian doesn't quite have enough courage to waltz in there when he knows that at least two of the cooks are out to get him because of that one time he insulted their seasoning of the potatoes. They hold grudges, and Dorian isn't going to fan the flames by entering their home territory. He's fairly sure they're trying to poison him anyway. It's a silent war of them feeding him things he disapproves of, and him aiming roundabout comments to whoever will listen and probably relay it back to them. Then we shall continue our tour by taking a look at the drafty and well-fortified commander's office, Varric says, waving the group towards the rotunda doors, giving Dorian a salute on the way out. Dorian considers warning the commander that a group of devotees is about to be marching in through his door, via magic, but then decides against it. Maybe he'll be rattled by the experience and lose this afternoon's game. One can only hope. There is, my dear, a certain spring to your step. One cannot help but wonder the cause of it. Vivienne asks, as Llewellyn comes up the stairs for her etiquette lessons. The winter ball may be over, but the flood of dignitaries and social events that have started filling Josephine's schedule have only just begun. I, Llewellyn declares, coming to a stop at the mock dinner table set up for practice, have worked my way up in the sparring ring to go up against Skinner. I am deeply excited and a touch nervous about it. We are also allowed to use weapons, and I do not think my knife work will ever be as good as hers. Well, certainly not with that attitude, Vivienne replies, standing at her elbow. No actual food for this one. You have a late lunch with Josephine and a visiting duchess, with property close to one of the Inquisition's protectorates, It wouldn't do for you to be full and not eat. Though Vivian has actually yet to see Llewellyn be full. Do you know how to knife fight, Madame Vivian? You seem like the type who knows so many things, and I imagine that since you work with a blade, you know a little bit about knives as well. I know my way around a knife well enough to cut ingredients for alchemical recipes. Beyond that, I am not qualified to say, Vivian replies. I, for one, will not be willing to measure my skill against your Skinner. Now, how do we address the Duchess? Politely and with words? Vivian raises an eyebrow. Llewellyn sighs and folds her hands together underneath the table. Are you sure Josephine can't do it herself? Lady Montpellier can most certainly do it herself, but one must show their face once in a while, assure the people that all is well and all is competent. You want to win over the good people's favor and charm the bad. Never give them any excuse they may use against you. You do want to be involved in your own organization, do you not? It is your name they use, after all. It's not my Inquisition, it's everyone's Inquisition. I'm just the person with a peculiar hand, Llewellyn mutters. Either way, I'm not letting this get me down. I have gone up in the training ring. It is a lovely day. It is a lovely day. It will only continue to grow more so if you can remember the events of last time. Shall we begin now, in earnest?